Helping Hands Aurelia could use a few more helping hands. During a volunteer appreciation barbecue earlier today, staff and volunteers shared information and stories about this venerable organization in Aurelia and area. "We lost a lot of our volunteer force in the pandemic," said Doug Rawson, the agency's executive director. Board President Joe Fecht agreed. "We weren't even allowed to have any volunteers for the first year of the pandemic, and then after that, with mask requirements, and all that. A lot of them didn't come back, they got involved in other things," he said. From a high of more than 100 volunteers pre-pandemic, Helping Hands is down to approximately 20 volunteers at present, according to Rawson. "We have great volunteers. They predominantly help with everything from administrative support in the office, to facilitating our Meals on Wheels program. We do hot meal delivery to our clients' homes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So, they deliver the meals, take clients to appointments, and they help with a lot of other things. We really rely on our volunteers. Paid staff can only do so much," Rawson said. Helping Hands celebrated 50 years in the community last year and continue to provide a wide range of home care and community support to those in need. The organization's mandate is to help people maintain independence during the journey of aging, which it does with its many home services and transitional beds, along with dedicated staff and volunteers, its charitable status, and government funding. Jack White has been a volunteer driver for Helping Hands for 14 years. Volunteer driver Jack White has been with Helping Hands Aurelia for 14 years. Anna Proctor photo. "I use my own vehicle and take people to their appointments," he explained. "Or to do their errands, whatever they need. We have nice conversations, help each other out with information. I am available to drive Monday to Friday. Some days are shorter where I might just have two or three clients. Other days, I am working from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. White said. White remains enthusiastic about his volunteer work with Helping Hands. "It's really nice to help people, and it's a great group of people here to work with. Everyone is really nice, really supportive. We all believe in helping people and that brings everyone together," he explained. Longtime staff member Kate O'Brien agreed. "I've been here for 12 years, and I absolutely love it. Everyone here is wonderful. It must be serendipity that causes all these amazing people to all work at the same place," she explained. O'Brien said she often works at the front desk and is the person people talk to first when they phone about services. "It's just so wonderful to go to work, and there are some days I leave this high off the ground, just from somebody calling and saying what a difference you made for them. Now, you can't buy that feeling for any money," she emphasized. Fecht, who started out at Helping Hands as a volunteer before being asked to sit on the board, agrees. "Volunteering here is a great thing for seniors to do, because it keeps up their driving and cognitive skills. As a senior, you have to keep busy, keep using your skills, or you will lose them," said Fecht. "Driving folks to appointments, picking up meals and delivering them, working in the office, you use skills that could become rusty from disuse. It's a win-win, volunteering. Good for you, and good for the organization," he completed. Helping Hands Aurelia is actively recruiting for volunteers and new staff members in the form of personal support workers and homemakers, among others. The organization just completed a new 3-year strategic plan, under the direction of Rawson, who has been the executive director for just under a year and a half now. "We are excited about our future move to the new County of Simcoe building, which will be at the corner of West Street North and Borland Street," said Rawson. "We will have all of our transitional beds there, as well as all our staff, and our volunteer hub. It will be great to have everything all together, under one roof." Rawson explained that some fundraising needs to be done to help with the move and what will be needed at the new hub. "We are excited to present our first annual fundraiser. It's called the Grand Parade, and it will take place Sept.16 at Tudhope Park. This is a family-friendly charitable walk to raise funds for Helping Hands. People can walk, donate, fundraise, or volunteer, all to help our community. It's going to be a great day of being out with the community, meeting people, and helping each other. To volunteer for Helping Hands, or to apply for employment as a personal support work or homemaker, go to www.helpinghandsaurelia.ca. To get involved in the Grand Parade, go to www.thegrandparade.org/location/Aurelia.